You'll hear a radio program on which the host, Gordon Joyce, talks to a woman called Maggie Forbes about food packaging. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
You don't have to go far back to find a time when the most widely used packaging for food was a brown paper bag. In fact, I remember as a boy some 40 years ago, when everything from bacon to biscuits to butter was measured out and then wrapped just well enough to get it home. Since then, we've seen the development of plastics and other materials for packaging our food. We're told this makes the food better and keeps it fresher. Now, with me in the studio today is Maggie Forbes, who is head of packaging and presentation for the supermarket chain Wastons. Welcome, Maggie. Can you tell us, does the new packaging really help us, or does it create problems for us?
Well, Gordon, it's very easy to see the benefits of modern food packaging. In countries which don't have modern packaging and transport systems, between 30% and 50% of all food deteriorates before it can be eaten. It was probably the same when you were a boy. Nowadays, in Britain and across Europe, only 2 to 3% of food is thrown away. It saves a lot of money.
That may be so, but do we need so much of today's modern packaging? With freezers at home, surely we only need the brown bags to carry food home. Most of the plastics we see today are just thrown away and, far from being a saving, it seems a huge waste.
I think you're being unfair there. Brown paper bags do very little to keep food fresh, clean, or wholesome. They don't stop food drying out, and they can actually encourage the bacteria which make food go bad quickly. And if you want to chill food successfully in your freezer, you need a plastic which doesn't let water vapor through. Without a wrapping like that, food loses most of its water content in the freezer and is unedible.
Okay, so they may be useful in the freezer, but what about products like milk, which aren't frozen? Surely glass or even stone bottles were just as effective and could be used again.
Yes, they were certainly effective, but also very heavy. I assure you, you wouldn't want to carry all of your food home in glass jars. Glass and stone jars are also easy to break, as you will probably remember from your boyhood. The benefit of plastic is that it's light and long-lasting. It also keeps in smells. You wouldn't want your milk smelling of fish, would you? And lastly, it keeps out bacteria. If we seal fresh food in good condition in plastic, then it's certain to be free from contamination when you get it home. You probably won't remember, but in your boyhood, food poisoning was much more common than it is today.
But plastic takes so long to break down in the ground. Plastic bags take over 100 years. This is so bad for the environment. I believe that until we use less packaging, the future of our world looks grim. But now we've run out of time, so perhaps you could come again, Maggie, and we'll continue this fascinating discussion.
Now you'll hear part two again.
You don't have to go far back to find a time when the most widely used packaging for food was a brown paper bag. In fact, I remember as a boy some 40 years ago, when everything from bacon to biscuits to butter was measured out and then wrapped just well enough to get it home. Since then, we've seen the development of plastics and other materials for packaging our food. We're told this makes the food better and keeps it fresher. Now, with me in the studio today is Maggie Forbes, who is head of packaging and presentation for the supermarket chain Wastons. Welcome, Maggie. Can you tell us, does the new packaging really help us, or does it create problems for us?
Well, Gordon, it's very easy to see the benefits of modern food packaging. In countries which don't have modern packaging and transport systems, between 30% and 50% of all food deteriorates before it can be eaten. It was probably the same when you were a boy. Nowadays, in Britain and across Europe, only 2 to 3% of food is thrown away. It saves a lot of money.
That may be so, but do we need so much of today's modern packaging? With freezers at home, surely we only need the brown bags to carry food home. Most of the plastics we see today are just thrown away and, far from being a saving, it seems a huge waste.
I think you're being unfair there. Brown paper bags do very little to keep food fresh, clean, or wholesome. They don't stop food drying out, and they can actually encourage the bacteria which make food go bad quickly. And if you want to chill food successfully in your freezer, you need a plastic which doesn't let water vapor through. Without a wrapping like that, food loses most of its water content in the freezer and is unedible.
Okay, so they may be useful in the freezer, but what about products like milk, which aren't frozen? Surely glass or even stone bottles were just as effective and could be used again.
Yes, they were certainly effective, but also very heavy. I assure you, you wouldn't want to carry all of your food home in glass jars. Glass and stone jars are also easy to break, as you will probably remember from your boyhood. The benefit of plastic is that it's light and long-lasting. It also keeps in smells. You wouldn't want your milk smelling of fish, would you? And lastly, it keeps out bacteria. If we seal fresh food in good condition in plastic, then it's certain to be free from contamination when you get it home. You probably won't remember, but in your boyhood, food poisoning was much more common than it is today.
But plastic takes so long to break down in the ground. Plastic bags take over 100 years. This is so bad for the environment. I believe that until we use less packaging, the future of our world looks grim. But now we've run out of time, so perhaps you could come again, Maggie, and we'll continue this fascinating discussion.
That's the end of part 2.